systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
Did you almost forget your name?
My name is Matt. Go fuck yourself.
My name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. I appreciate this. Episode number 273, moving right along, the Wednesday night show. You can see these shows live that we do at thejamhole.com/live. The feedback /feedback type shit, I'll read it, or 406-204-4687. Give us a call, say hi, whatever the fuck. Real quick, before we get into the show, I got a little message from AK Jeremy. Says, hey Matt, AK Jeremy here, just checking in. Haven't been logged in because I still don't have any internet access because it costs about $120 alone. I have to pay for a car and insurance. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know I listened to all your episodes about four times.
Wow. Oh my god.
That's pretty awesome.
I couldn't listen to us that much.
Could you listen to Distorted View, like, episodes over?
I don't listen to them over.
Really? I
not
don't either.
Unless it's the, I love horses and my friends. That one I do listen to frequently.
Okay.
Just for that sound clip, that's it.
I don't, unless it was something that I was like trying to find or something.
Yeah,
trying
to recall something.
I'll listen to it
once. I don't go back and listen to them again.
The episodes that go up to you leaving for New York at least. But hopefully I'll be back on during Thanksgiving weekend. The only way I can send this is that I got an iPhone that is internet capable. And then he says, well, I can't download the shows on the iPhone because it has a 10 megabyte download limit. Plus, I have the shitty first-gen iPhone. That's sad, because on my Droid, I can actually stream these episodes live from the site, or I can actually download them, because there is no shitty 10-meg limit.
Right.
So, that sucks. Should have went with the Droid, bro.
The Droid's where it's at, I guess.
But the economic depression is finally hitting Alaska. We have a very strong economy up here. It has to do with, what, wood and oil? Is that's like Alaska's economy.
Yeah.
Weed, wood, and oil. And Sarah Palin now with her awesome book, Going Rouge. That was such a great joke. Oh, fuck. Let's see. The economic downturn. Things are finally starting to slow to a halt. I'm lucky to be in a very large business that can continue to pay me well, but we aren't shipping as much because the business is getting gouged at the pumps. Getting gouged at the pumps! Getting gouged at the pumps! That sucks, dude. We spend $250,000 in diesel fuel a month. Every month. That's $1 million a quarter. Every 4 months. That sucks, dude. Holy shit. What kind of business are you in? You should go green. You should go electric or something. But all is well, and my birthday is November 19th, which is tomorrow. I'll be 25, so if you could wish me a happy birthday on the show and smoke a bowl for me, I would appreciate it. Till next time, laters. Well, I'm glad you caught me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, AK Jeremy. He's been with us for a long time. I think since before, obviously since before New York, but yeah. I think before we hooked up, he's been with us. That's kind of cool. He'll be 25, so happy birthday. I'd smoke a bowl for you, but I have no pot, so shitty for me. Moving on, you know how our sales guy at the office, he always like calls in and leaves us awesome, stupid jokes?
Yeah.
Well, he did one better this time, and he printed me out a stupid joke.
Nice.
It's like it was folded up like a little note, and he like passed it to me at work today.
He's like, here.
He's like, here, read this on the show tonight. I'm like,
okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
The title nursing home sex.
What?
Nursing home.
Dude, I don't have a... This okay. is so, this Can we is, just burn that
no,
now?
No, this is so awesome. This is going to make you laugh. And if you laugh, you're totally going to hell.
Oh, my God.
Harold is 95 and lives in a senior citizen home. Every night after dinner, Harold goes to a secluded garden behind
the... jerks it. I can't...
And that is the punchline. Well, moving on.
Keep going. What?
Can I finish my joke?
Not your joke.
Well, I don't know whose joke it is, but I'm going to tell it. So, Harold goes to a secluded garden behind the center to sit and ponder his accomplishments and long life. 95 years old, Harold.
He's going to listen to his podcast that he started when he was, like, 19.
Right? Amesby says, nursing...
back my life.
Amesby says, nursing home sex shouldn't even be a term. Yeah.
I honestly,
I wasn't aware it was until I saw this. I was like, huh, nursing home sex. And then that got me thinking. I'm like, do they do it in nursing homes? Like, can you slip your nurse a five and he'll, like, give you some Viagra or something?
Or, like, do you, like, go and sneak into, like, Mildred's room and, like, bone her while she's sleeping?
Well, funny you should say that. One evening, Mildred, age 8, that's such an old person name.
Did I say Mildred and that's the name of the thing?
I'm not even making this up.
That's awesome.
Mildred. Well, it was either Ethel or Mildred. So.
Ethel or Mildred.
One evening, Mildred, age 87, wanders into the garden. They begin to chat, and before they know it, several hours have passed. After a short lull in their conversation, Harold turns to Mildred and asks, "Do you know what I miss most of all?"
"Sex."
She asks, "What?" "Sex," he replies. Mildred exclaims, "Why, you old fart! You couldn't get it up if I held a gun to your head." "I know," Harold says, "but it would be nice if a woman could just hold it for a while." "Well, I can oblige," says Mildred, who unzips his trousers, removes his manhood, and proceeds to hold it.
What the fuck?
Trousers. Mildred and trousers. Another old term. Afterward, they agree to meet secretly each night in the garden where they would sit and talk and Mildred would hold Harold's manhood. Then, one night, Harold didn't show up at their usual meeting place. Harold died. No.
Probably.
Alarmed, Mildred decided to find Harold and make sure he was okay. She walked around the senior citizen home where she found him sitting by the pool with Ethel, another female resident who was holding Harold's manhood. Furious, Mildred yelled, "You two-timing creep! What does Ethel have that I don't have?" Old Harold smiled happily and replied, "Parkinson's."
Oh! So nurse. She's like,
That's the joke. Fantastic. Thank you,
That's
Dana.
That's disgusting.
Thank you very much. We have the best sales guy in the world. He's so awesome. No matter, like,
Parkinson's.
Oh, fuck. No matter how shitty my day is, he always has a stupid joke. And the funny thing is, like, I've been on the internet for a long time. You'd think that by now I would have heard all of the stupid jokes that... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm curious who writes these. Like, is it just a machine that constantly is
just...
It's
time for a new joke.
Yeah, you just input, like, a person, place, or thing, and it just spits out a joke.
I have no idea.
The Waka Waka 4000. Beep, boop, 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 boop.
That'd be awesome. Should make a website called the Waka Waka 4000.com.
24. That's
awesome.
Oh my
god. And then you just input like a person, a place, a thing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It comes up with a joke. That'd be awesome.
I'm sure MDS could code that up for us.
Probably could. Make a
Droid
app for it.
An Android 4000 Waka Waka machine. That'd be great. So, oh man, I was delivering up to this daycare on Tuesday.
Oh, great.
And you know
how's that?
Fucking great. It was fine.
I applied for a daycare once and almost threw up when I walked in to talk to the person.
Yeah, and I've talked about this place before, I'm sure. It's I don't know, whatever. But, they, you know the term window licker? yeah. from Distorted View. Like, yes. that's the first place I ever heard it. I don't know.
Really?
I'm sure it was a term before that.
Fuck,
but.
I've heard window liquor since I was a kid. Oh,
really?
The fucking window liquor.
We always used to just call them retards. Retards, if you wanted to sound retards. Classy about it. But
well, I haven't heard them called unsavory until I started listening to TV.
Yeah, that was the first time I heard that too. But anyway, so I'm walking up to this daycare and there's, you know, huge bay windows and there's this little girl, dude, had to be like no older than 2 or 3, just like this big, dude, just a little girl. And like her hands and her face are plastered up against the window. And, like, I look at her, and she kind of looks at me, and, like, I kind of wave like a retard because, you know, she's a little kid. So I'm like, hey, being all animated and shit. And she kind of looks at me weird, like, weird look in her face. And she starts licking the window. And I'm like, no way! Window licker! Holy shit! It was the most amazing thing. I never seen one in real life actually lick a window. And the fucked up thing is, like, she wasn't retarded that I could tell. You know, she wasn't
this
drooling.
Wasn't right.
And, like, I'm watching her do this, and I totally just stop and stare. Like, I'm walking up to
you
the door.
You should have taken a picture.
I wish I would have thought of that. But there, I saw the owners, like, walking back and forth inside. So I didn't want them to be like, why is the water guy taking pictures of this 2-year-old girl? You know, that wouldn't have looked good.
She's so, licking a window. It's hilarious. I have to show my friends.
It was so funny. And I know, like, they saw her doing it, and they didn't stop her or nothing. And she just, the whole time I was in and out, she was standing by this window just, like, looking around, and then she'd stop, and she'd start licking it again. It was so funny, dude. It was so classic.
Oh, man.
Next time, I will brave the pedophile charges, and I will take a picture of it next time. It was so funny, dude.
Our future is in such jeopardy. It's not even funny.
I know. Your kids are licking windows at younger and younger ages, dude. What the fuck?
I didn't lick windows, dude. I never licked windows.
Me neither. That's disgusting.
No.
Dude, that's so gross, dude. That's so gross.
Oh, my God. Now, I would, like, blow on the window and write my name in it.
Yeah, but not with your tongue.
No.
And the awesome thing is, like, the daycare owners, like, weren't like, no, honey, that's not proper behavior. They're like, we've tried to stop her. She just keeps licking it, so whatevs. You know? So, how was your day at work today?
Oh, great. I got a promotion.
Did you? What'd you get promoted to?
Unemployment.
Oh, did you get fired today?
No.
No? Are you lying? You're not a very good liar.
Yes, I got fired.
So what happened? The other day, we were going to talk about this on Monday's show, but we kind of forgot. So you had to call in on, what was it, Sunday?
Yeah.
Because your stomach was being all fucked up, and you had a doctor's note, right?
Yeah.
So it should have been all good, right?
Should have been.
Okay, so then you get to work on Monday, and what happened?
They wanted to write me up for that day, and I was like,
had a doctor's note.
Right. Well, they didn't. I was like, let me go talk to HC, which is human capital or whatever you want to call it. I went in there, and I'm like, hey, have my doctor's office faxed that note in yet? And they're like, no, we haven't gotten anything yet. So I call my doctor, and I stand there, and I wait for him to fax it in. And they fax it in, and I take it to my boss. I'm like, here, don't write me up. Here's the doctor's note.
And that should have been the end of it.
That should have been the end of it.
Right.
He still wrote me up, and I was like, no.
Is that legal?
I guess. I don't know. But I was like, no, this isn't right. And he's like, well, you're not going to sign it? I'm like, no. And he's like, all right, well, do you want to have a meeting with, like, my boss? I'm like, yes.
So what do I've always been curious what they do, because you have to sign it in order for, like, whenever you get written up, they always make you sign it to show that, okay, you understand you did something wrong. And acknowledge
just proving that you understand what happened, and the person, your supervisor, went over it with
it's
you.
It's an acknowledgement.
Right.
So what happened if you, because obviously they can't make you sign it, but
right.
I've always been curious, like, what happens if you don't? Do they just straight up fire you there? Like, well,
no,
sign it or you're fired. Okay, well.
Well, like at Famous Dave's, dude, I got wrote up once for calling in drunk.
Okay.
And I came in, and I refused to sign it, and to this day, it's still in my fucking folder, unsigned.
Nice.
Not
but
joking.
They put it in there, though, so obviously it doesn't matter.
It
if
doesn't
you
really matter. It just, you know, I was like, no, I refuse to sign this bullshit. Fuck you. Unless you want, like I told you guys on the phone, unless you want to pay for my DUI, I'm not coming in, you assholes.
Yeah.
You stole me there at the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning. Go fuck yourself.
You shouldn't have been drinking that late when you know you have to work.
It was a Christmas party, and everybody was there.
Oh, nice.
Famous Dave's. Yeah, it was a Christmas party for
you
them.
Should have stayed the night there, then. That would have been the responsible thing.
Well, the Christmas
thing.
Party wasn't at Famous Dave's.
Oh, okay.
It was somewhere else. But anyway, so whatever. But so I don't want to sign this thing. And he's like, well, you want to contest it? I'm like, yes, I do. And I was like, I was like, who can I talk to get this straightened out? And I was like, do you have a boss? Can I go to your boss? And
no,
like,
I own the place.
He's like, well, yeah, okay, I'll set you up a meeting. So the next day on Tuesday.
Today or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Right.
I go in. And I have this meeting with this fucking grumpy-ass looking lady. She's just like... Meh.
Just hates life.
Right.
Job
She's
of
like,
the
Hutt. I signed a contract with Bank of America. I owe them my soul.
Nice.
Like, yeah.
Big old fat lady?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Nice. Did she leave her office?
What?
Did they build the office around her?
No.
Oh, okay. So she does have access.
And so,
big swinging
in,
barn doors.
When I go in for my meeting with her, like 2 minutes into it, we're talking, and then she gets paged or something for some emergency meeting. So I get put off for another 20 minutes. And then I come back for the meeting with her or whatever. And at this time, Clint, my team manager, comes in with me.
Go team.
And goes over it with me and shit. And she says that, you know, the Montana's a right-to-work state, that she can fire me at any time she fucking feels like it, for anything she feels like, and blah, blah, blah.
Wait, I thought right-to-work meant they couldn't do that. Like, you have a right to work, not they have. That should be called a right to fire, then. We're a right-to-fire state. That's fucked up, dude. Then what's to stop anyone from holding a fucking job, then? Anyone could just be like, I don't like you today. You're fired. Like, that doesn't seem right. You should have some sort of job security on your side that's like, if I dedicate this much of my life to this job, they can't fire me without some sort of just cause. Like, that seems really fucked up.
Well, anyway, so she explained that. And then she explained the fact, I don't know, she explained a bunch of really stupid shit. And basically, it boils down to the point.
If you don't show up there, they lose money. And if they lose too much money, they get fined by Bank of America.
You know, she's like, you know, I have a lot of medical problems, too. And I live with a disabled husband and blah, blah, blah.
Hold on,
like,
hold
I'm
on.
Still here 95% of the time. And I'm like, fuck you,
being
bitch.
Fat isn't a medical problem, is it?
I guess so.
Wow.
Anyway. But, like, it's just retarded that she's like, you know, I have these problems, too, but I'm still here 95% of the time. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Fucking wheel myself in on a gurney and fucking talk on the damn
but
phone?
But you told them before, when you were in training, that, hey, I'm going to have surgery because I have a fucking tumor in my ovary. Like, I'm going to miss a few days. And they were cool with that.
Yeah.
So, what's the big deal?
I found out that...
They weren't cool with that,
they
and they
take
lied.
They could take, if you're out for more than 3 days, they can take it and roll it into one occurrence, and they'll still write you up for it.
With or without a doctor's note.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Then why bother even getting a doctor's note?
I don't know. And the lady said, she's like, doctor's notes don't really even matter anymore because too many people take advantage of it. You can get a doctor's note for anything. I'm like, well, that's not true. I'm like, I don't get the doctor's note for anything. And she's like, well, I can call my doctor right now and tell him I have a migraine and get a doctor's note
but
for 2 months.
But that's different. Call her doctor and he'll say, yeah, she was in surgery. That's totally different than just being a sissy bitch and being like, hey, doctor, I have a headache. Can you give me a note? Like, obviously, then, yeah, that's not okay. But if you call the doctor and he's like, yeah, she was under the fucking knife and it was pretty traumatic, then it should be excused. I mean,
yeah.
I understand people take advantage of shit, but do some fucking research then.
Anyway, so at the end of the meeting, they said that if I called in again for any reason with it or without a doctor's note, that I would be fired.
See, Amesby says, I don't see why her attendance mattered when they sent her home a few of those times.
That's true.
So... So, fuck you then, huh?
You know, without getting it approved or something, or having, you know, PTO to make the time off approved.
Right.
If I called in again, I'd be fired. So I was like, all right, whatever.
With or without a note, yeah. Doesn't matter. Okay.
And I was like, all right, whatever, I'll ride it as long as I can take it, you know, whatever. And seriously, at this point, my quality of work, through the down, fucking floor.
Down the tubes.
I'm like, oh, you have $360-some in fines? Oh, okay. I'll
Let me
ahead
reverse
and refund those right
all
now.
Of them. That's so awesome.
And it's so great because I did it totally to policy, too, because I know they're tricks. Like, if you call... Here, MDS, let me give you a little tip. If you call in and say that you are super ill and you weren't able to make it into your job and you don't have any kind of income at this point in time, and that's why your account got overdrawn because you're sick and you couldn't work, if you got laid off, if you have a family illness that's severe, make it sound so fucking bad. They have to refund every one of your fucking fees.
Nice.
And so every time someone calls, they might not listen to every single call I do. So what I do for every excuse... Customer had swine flu, had a family death, and could not make it into work, blah, blah, blah. This, that, and so everything he went over it with me, and he's like, your refund ratio is really high. And because he bitched at me like four times that day. And like he's like, your refund ratio is really high. Let me check it out. And he prints up the thing that shows all of my explanations for the refunds. And he goes and looks at it. And
a lot
he,
of people
he
died. A lot of people died today, huh?
Yeah, he pulls up the codes and stuff on our, you know, on our systems. And I'm like, what's it say? And he's like, yeah, it says to refund all of it for each one of those scenarios. I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice.
Dude, I refunded, I think, like $2,000 in 2 days.
Driody says, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Griody? Driody says, what are we all, 12 years old? Oh, I'm so sorry, teacher. I forgot my note from my mommy.
It is, dude.
You... Teletech is a big, giant fucking baby farm, dude. It's so disgusting in there. It's like Walmart. It's
I really
gross.
Wish I could have had today, because I would have just refunded everything without them even asking for a refund.
Like,
I would have went
guess.
Back. I would have went back and just found, like, old fees that are still there and just refunded them. Here you go. Have some bank money.
I would have been like, you're caller number 10. You just won all of your funds refunded. That's
oh,
so
God.
Great.
So I did that. And
hey,
like, I would
treat
just...
your workers nicely. We're the ones that keep your businesses afloat, especially in these oh-so-tough economic times.
So
don't fuck
that,
with
after
us.
After that meeting, I had a really good time because all my customers loved me.
So is that why you got fired today then?
No, because all of the systems and bank policy backed me up on those because I did it right.
But if they were to call those people and they would have been like, no death here recently, then...
No, see, what I would do is be like, so you were sick, right?
No. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. You were sick, right? yeah, I was. This is weird.
There you go.
There
you're getting
you
your
go.
Fees refunded.
Anything else I can help you with today? Thank you for calling.
Anyway, so that was really amusing. But then why I actually got fired is because I went in and I was told not to even clock in to go and talk to my boss.
So this is today.
Yeah.
So you get there today, you go to get on your phone, and before you even have a chance, they're like, don't sign in, come with us.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Security?
And that's when I texted you, because I was like, fuck it. I feel like I'm getting fired. I'm whipping up my phone on the floor. I don't care. And I just start texting you.
So you didn't exactly try to salvage
No, not at all. Not at all. I even looked at the guy at my next cube, pointed at him, and winked like, yep.
Later, buddy.
Yep. See you on the outside, dude.
I'm free! It was such a good feeling when I got fired from there. I got escorted. This was back when it was streamed, but I got escorted off of the premises by security.
Right.
And once you get out those doors and in your mind, like, it sucks because, like, okay,
now... you can't go back in.
Now I don't have a job, but, like, it's so... It's such an amazing feeling. You're
I walked
like,
out and I was
I
like,
never have to come back to this place again. That's
I walked
awesome.
Out and I was like, immediately, I was like, my mom called me. She said she's over at Gold Dust. I'm going to go over there and hang out. And like, I was like, then I'm like, I'm going to go see Matt and go hang out. And I'm like, I'm going to go do this.
I'm broke, but that's cool.
That's
I'm
cool.
free.
I've been broke for fucking 2 months now.
I've been broke
I'm good. I'm
while
cope.
I was working.
I'm coping. It's cool. So they tell
You're
me.
You're lucky I have a good job.
I know, right?
And I bust my ass.
Well, I think I got enough to cover my December car payment, so I'm good for that, I think, as long as they're not garnishing the shit out of my paychecks, which is another cool thing that I got fired because I like to garnish my wages. Unless I tell them where I'm working, or soon enough they find out when I do get a job.
Oh, they will, I'm sure.
But either way, anyway, so I guess I've been clocking in 2 minutes early every day and excessive of 2 minutes late every day. So I would clock in early and clock out late.
That's a good employee. Right. Early there, last one to leave. Right. Does that mean anything? I bust my ass for this.
But it's not approved overtime. You have to request overtime.
Then what? When, as soon as it turns time for you
really
to leave,
to
you're supposed to get off the phone and be like, well, my day's done.
Click.
Good luck with that. Click.
Let me throw you back in the queue now.
What are you supposed to do?
You stay on the call.
Exactly. Then how can they say that's something to bitch at you about? You were doing good.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
I don't know. Well, I really clocked out late just to make up for times where, like, I come back late from a break.
Well, yeah. And you weren't supposed to do.
No.
Right.
I
because
would forget,
again.
Or, like, I park all the way at the end of the fucking building.
Dude, it's
and
like.
I run my ass over
it's
there.
Like a 2 day walk from the end of that parking lot, dude. It's
and I
crazy.
Do it, like, 8 times a day. And
I'd, like, drive by there and I see her there with, like, a cloak and a staff, like, weathering the fucking journey, dude. Like, whoa. Some Lord of the Rings shit.
Oh, my God.
Like I see, like, a little golem character following her, like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to go in that parking lot.
But anyway, basically, they're like, you know, I know we gave you a second warning and everything yesterday, but we reviewed your previous history or whatever over the past, since you've been back from surgery or whatever. And they're like, you've been doing this for a while now and blah, blah, blah.
Like, I had surgery, ass fuck.
My time's clocking in and clocking out and all that. And I'm like, whatever. And so I just let him say what he was going to say.
Hold on. There's no leeway?
There's really not supposed to be, no.
There should be no.
They're just looking for a reason to fire me at this point.
Well, right. But I'm saying there should be, like, a 2 minute buffer just because everyone's clock is different. Like, you're not going to have 500 employees and every single person, unless you're using, you know, synced up cell phone time or something.
Yeah.
But if you're using any kind of clock, you're going to have some variance. There's a mean in there, you know? It's,
well, I deliberately wait until, like, What time do I clock in? 10 o'clock I'm supposed to clock in. I wait till 9:58 exactly, and I just tick, and
but
clock
that's
right in.
Fine. That shouldn't be a problem.
Well, because I
that's
do that
stupid.
Because I'm only allowed 5 minutes to pull all my fucking systems up before I'm getting on the phone.
Right.
So I'm like, I want 2 extra minutes to fuck pull my shit up, because my computer's laggy as shit.
You should have that shit up when you clock in, but yeah, that it's stupid. It's a stupid thing, but In a business like that, it's all statistics. They have a set number of things that need to be done, a set number of people, a set number of call times and hours, and, like, it's all statistics. There are no people. It's just a number.
Yeah.
And, you know, they tabulate that number through an equation, and that's where they get all of their rules, basically. And if you're not adhering to that, you're throwing their equation off, which makes them, because when call centers go to places and they're like, we can offer you this many man hours of this much guaranteed on-call time, and if we don't, you can fine us and shit like that. And that's how all their contracts are run, which is fucked up, but that's how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get an employee that's, you know, not adhering to that statistical equation, you're throwing it off. Enough people start doing that, they'll get fined big time.
Yeah.
And that comes out of all of their bonuses. And that can't happen. Whoa.
No.
You want to fuck with my money now? Whoa. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. So I just basically kind of sat back for like 5 minutes to let him talk.
So what,
like,
what else? What all was he saying? Just the shit about clocking in early, leaving late?
Yeah. He's like, what we can do is, he's like, basically,
you're fired.
He didn't say that. He's like, basically, and, you know, why don't you take a while to kind of get your life in order and all that? And why don't you go ahead and, he's like, I'll put in a resignation for you and stuff, and you can come back later. And I'm like,
I'm done getting my life in order.
I'm
my
like,
surgeries.
I just got my shit together, dude.
Wow.
And I actually said that to him.
Dude.
I was like,
look,
I just
here.
Got my shit together, dude.
Look here, compadre. Let me show you something.
Let me tell you
these
a little
are called
buddy.
Surgery scars.
You ever had that? Yeah. No, so I got a little
Do you have his number? Can we call him?
I have his office number.
Oh, that won't do me any good. I need his home phone.
Can leave nice messages.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that.
Nah, I'm good. Teletech's a pretty big corporation.
Dryody says employees are nothing but a paycheck to corporations and a liability as well. It's true. And my Amesby says my job has flex hours, so we're allowed to be down by 5 hours a month or billed 16 hours. I love it.
I don't even understand that.
Yeah, I don't know why I read that. Anyway, so they fired your ass, huh?
Basically, he forcibly resigned my ass.
Did you sign that paper?
No, I was like, you know what? I don't want to ever come back to this job.
You can take my resignation and shove it up your butthole, compadre.
I mean, seriously, at that point, I did not care. I'm walking around in my cubicle doing dumb shit. I had a stick with a flag on it for like when I want to ask questions and shit, so somebody sees me, so I don't have to like whatever. I'm taking it. I'm poking people with it constantly and just like fucking doing dumb shit. I'm standing around in aux or whatever, which means I'm purposely avoiding calls, and they could tell. And I'm just standing there. He looks over at me like, puts his phone hand up to his head like, get on the phone. I look at him, I'm like, I don't know what you mean.
Oh man.
Things like that are like just standing there talking to the person in my next cube over, just
right, so you
deliberately
weren't
deliberately like having the person on hold. I'm just chilling talking.
You weren't exactly on your knees begging to keep your job.
No.
Well,
no.
I wish things would have been different, because I was gonna make everyone in the chat feel sorry for you and ask them to go to thejamhole.com/donate and help us out because you got fired.
Well, they can still
do that
because
I'm so
upset about it.
Fuck this place. I quit. Fuck you bitches. They're not going to be very sympathetic.
I wonder if they put me in as fired or quit, because he asked me to resign and come back later.
He'll be like, can you just fire me? That would make this a lot easier. What if I called you a douche fuck? Then would you fire me?
I should have asked.
You dipshit.
I just told him. I was like, you know, I've been a cook for the last 5-6 years of my life. I'm like, this job was never for me in the first
place.
Yeah,
but you need in this tough economic time where I'm sorry, this is serious. In these oh so tough economic times, you can't afford to be picky. You need any job you can get.
MDS wants to know if I was there long enough to get unemployment.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think so. I was only there for like 6 months, I think.
Was it that long?
Yeah.
Six? Really?
One of my first award things was back in August when I first got in nesting, and I was in nesting for 8 weeks.
Huh.
So, yeah, that was...
Can you just, like, go in there tomorrow and be like, hi, I'm looking for a job. I just moved to the state.
What? Walk in and just do it all over again?
My name's Danny.
Just do it all over again.
Yeah, totally. Just milk nesting for another couple paychecks.
Yeah, I'd have to have like a fake name, ID.
You guys hear that? P.O. Box 36. Actually, go to thejamhole.com/POBOX, P-O-B-O-X, and we need a fake ID, social security number, basically a whole new identity for a
Burger says,
Danny boy
I can
here.
Get unemployment working full-time for 6 months. Sandy says, but you should be able to include the months from Famous Dave's. I wonder if I can do that, because if I can do that, I've got some fucking some unemployment racked the fuck up where I could sit up my ass for like a year or so. Like, no joke.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, were you sad or anything, or were you like, yeah, this is coming, I deserve this? Is MDS on unemployment? He's on retirement. You got a pension, didn't you?
Yeah, I think he has a pension.
But yeah, there are a lot of people on unemployment now, and that's why, I mean, the rates are, like, outrageous compared to what, you know, the nominal, what we can support as an unemployment rate. Like, we're way over that, dude. We're, like, more money's coming out than what is being put in, which is all the more reason you'd think you would appreciate those of us that are working, and you wouldn't fuck them off, you know?
So
treat your employees nice.
The first thing I do when I walk out of the building, I go to my car. I didn't even give them the badge back. I just left. Had the badge still around my neck. That badge, I was actually told that you could still get in with fired people's badges and shit. So if you guys
really
get in. Yeah, they don't.
No, I'm pretty sure they deactivate that shit right away.
No, they don't.
Really?
They seriously don't. There's no way to deactivate them.
I when I got fired from stream back
they
in the day.
They took your badge, didn't they?
Yeah, they took my badge. But I had my parking thing. Mm-hmm. So when the fair came around, I just parked my car there and I had the little parking. It was awesome.
You do. That's so great.
I know. I had like three of them by the time it was all said and done because I was dating a girl that worked there. So I had hers in my car and then I had a friend of mine's in my car. So I had like all these parking passes. It was kind of cool. Hmm. Oh, well.
So
fuck that place.
First thing I do when I leave, I get in my car and I just sit there for like 5 minutes like, huh.
Breathing one long 5 minute sigh of thank you.
No, I just kind of sat there and just like, huh.
I could totally steal shit out of all these cars. Huh.
I should put sugar in someone's gas tank right now. That's kind of what I feel like doing. Just some unsuspecting person.
I guess karma can't really do anything about that if you were to. It's like, all right, well, you did
that
this, so I need
to.
She already got it. Well, we're even then.
We're cool.
We're cool here. Dues paid.
I start a whole crazy chain. I just like start like, you know, doing shit to people that have never gotten anything done to them, and then they start doing shit to people that never got anything done with them, then karma's gonna be all back asswards.
All the meanwhile, because all this bad fucked up shit happened to you. It's like, I'm saving up all my bad karma, and one day, man, I'm gonna blow this world the fuck up.
Yeah, in Florida, you can file for unemployment on the internet, sit on the couch, and get paid.
That's a pretty sweet system.
I wish we could do that here.
I can't see anyone abusing that system.
Can we file for unemployment online here?
Probably. You can do anything online.
That would be so beautiful. But anyways, so I sat in my car, and I'm like, huh.
Huh.
I think I'm going to need a job.
Yeah.
So I pick up my phone.
I mean, honestly, you don't have to have a job. I cover, you know.
But I need a job.
Our rent, our phone, our
One,
internet, all that.
One, I can't stand sitting in this house for...
So, yeah,
long.
If you want to get out, then that's your deal. I'm not making you. I don't give a shit. If you, you know, you.
And that's really sweet. Like, seriously, I appreciate that.
Oh, name. I know.
But I've never been with a guy who's ever done that. So I'm kind of like anxious to be like, all right, I need to do something. Because seriously, being on that medical leave, that was fucking hell.
Well, and
the only reason why I enjoyed the break from Famous Dave's until I got to Teletech is because it was summer and I could fucking fish every day.
Right.
I was out doing something every day.
And this isn't exactly a big house or anything. Like, you guys see, you know,
no,
you
like
see
I
my
pace.
Camera.
I go from the couch
this
to the
is
sink
it. Yeah.
To the fridge to the bathroom, back in the bedroom to warm up for about 20 minutes, pass yeah. out for maybe an hour, come back out. It sucks. So,
Burger says, how many BJs is it for rent? I actually had to turn her BJ rent account into collections because she wasn't paying up.
Is that
so
who's calling me now?
That's who's garnishing your wages.
Oh, okay.
It's me. I'm
it's
sorry.
You.
Should have sucked
you
more
asshole.
Dick when you had the chance.
You can't garnish her wages anymore, bitch. Ain't got no job.
You're like, how do they keep finding where I work at? And I'm over here like, I don't know. That's
don't know.
Weird.
It's kind of weird.
Better hurry up and find a job, though.
Anyway, so I look at my phone and I'm like, who do I know that I can get a job at? So who do I call?
You're like when a guy breaks up with a girl and goes back to
his... I need a rebound.
I need to hit up my ex. So you hit up your ex.
I hit up my ex.
You stupid, stupid idiot.
I did.
After all the shit, too, I can't believe you had the nerve to do that. For one, props to you, because, whoa, dude. You almost got 86 from ever even going in that place. You're leaving nasty comment cards. You
it wasn't nasty.
You talk some pretty good shit about them on the show here.
So?
And then you're like,
I talk
hey,
shit about every
hey,
place I work at.
Hey, guys, do you remember me? Yeah, the one you almost 86 for leaving nasty comment cards. The one that tried to get everyone else to walk out also. Yeah, me. Can I have my job back? Yeah, come on in, bitch. Like, really? If they would have given you your job back, it would have been just to fire your ass again. They're like, you're hired. You start Monday and you get there Monday. You're fired! God, that felt good.
Oh, my God.
That would have been it, dude. That would have totally
that would have been
it.
So cool. I would have accepted it because then I could go and get the unemployment from that job. But anyway.
Arautoi says, why don't you cure people's cancer for your next job with a toaster? That's good.
I could do that.
Wait, do you guys know where we can get an SCOEFX machine? Cheap.
Fuck that. I have a toaster.
On the down low, because I hear they're illegal.
I have a toaster. It's cool.
Yeah. Anyway. I have a mixer. Like I said, man, I'll set you up. I got plenty of cables. We could do this.
So I called, and Schindler answered the phone. And I was, he's like, hi, this is Michael. Thank you for calling. Or no, he's like, thank you for calling Famous Days in Kalispell. This is Michael. How can I help you? And I'm like, Schindler? He's like, yeah. I'm like, this is Dana. He's like, oh, hi.
Remember like, me, the one whose face is all over the inside of Famous Dave's under Do Not Ever Hire Again?
Probably.
Public enemy numero uno.
And I'm like, is there any way I could talk to you and Jay today? And he's like, pertaining to what?
Nothing.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to be blunt. I want my job back.
Honestly, though, when you were you like hesitant about it, or you like, fuck it, what's the worst they can say? No.
I was, that's why I sat like, in the car for about 5 minutes.
Oh, really? Like,
I was
thinking,
pondering, like,
tail between your legs, docile.
I was thinking about it for a minute, and I was actually thinking about just driving up there and talking to them because I knew they weren't open.
Yeah,
yet.
They wouldn't have let you in.
I know, that's what I called. That's why. Yeah,
nice.
I got it.
Nice.
So I called and talked or whatever, and he wasn't a douche about it or anything, but he's like, you know, Jay's not here right now. Who is the district operator or whatever. So I couldn't talk to him. And I was like, okay.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm like, I know the final decision is down to you. And, you know, I remember a girl that was a line cook that came back 3 different fucking times.
Oh, so you pled your case.
Yeah,
you're
I was like,
I have evidence. I have double-blind studies here.
I trained that bitch 3 different times. She cut her finger off. She broke her neck. And I saw her in a halo for 6 months.
Wow.
Don't fuck with me. I know this shit. Anyway,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was funny as hell when she cut her finger off and left the first time. Anyway.
You're like, no, honey, like this. You idiot.
No, she dropped the knife and went to catch it.
I thought girls were supposed to know how to cook, like, genetically. What
yeah,
the fuck?
I don't think women know how to line cook at all unless they're actually raised, like, a dude or
a crackhead. Right.
Right.
I fully
anyway.
Agree. Fully.
Anyway, and I'm like, so you guys let this girl come back 3 different times. I'm like, Stacy fucking marched out of the kitchen, threw her shit at Whitman, which was the old store manager at the time, threw her shit at him, told her to eat her ass and walk out.
Eat my ass, bitches, I'm out.
She walked out 6 months later.
That's
she
awesome.
Came back, begged for her job back, and they gave it to
you
her.
You know what the difference between her and you, though?
What?
Dude,
she did suck off the kitchen manager.
I'm telling you. Blowjobs go a long way.
My kitchen manager would have pushed to get me back if he was still here, but he's in Bozeman.
You
so
have
whatever.
The power. You know what? I would actually pay your car payment if you were just more
snotty.
Nice.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You would not.
You'll never know now, bitch.
Anyway,
should
so
have been
came,
nicer.
She came back like 6 months later, and we all knew she was a shit show because she fucked everybody in the kitchen before that anyway. So they let her come back, and I'm like, you know, I understand that this was before you were... the GM, I'm like, I know you were in like training at this time, you know, like under my wing.
When I say GM, I mean gay man.
Yes. At this point, he was seriously training for line cooking under me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Should have been nicer.
Sucks.
It does, don't it?
But he was training to be the general manager. He was just learning how to do the line with me.
Right.
But I showed him how to do it. So at this time, he wasn't in control of who came back.
Should have started banging the owner's son. Telling you.
He is kind of hot.
I'm
anyway,
telling you.
Is it Casey Ryan?
I'll allow it. I will allow
Casey
that
Ryan
shit.
Casey Ryan and... No,
Sandy right. says, I worked for a company that would not hire someone back until they applied for unemployment. Then they bent over backwards to get them work. That's fucked.
Anyway.
Ask me why our system is all fucked.
Anyway, so I'm like, you know, I understand that this probably wasn't your decision anyway for them coming back, but I was like also, you remember beforehand I was really cranky all the time and my stomach was always upset and I had to call in a lot, I left early or whatever.
Yeah, remember when my
like,
reliability
yeah,
was shit.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, and I was like, well, I did go to the doctor, I found out I had a fucking rapidly growing tumor and I had surgery to take care of that. I feel great now. I'm like, I haven't been sick since then.
Did
I feel
he try
awesome.
To tell you it's not a tumor?
No.
That would have been
and
awesome.
And I was like, you know, I could come back and really kick some ass for you. I'm like, I understand that, you know, one guy's leaving because his brother got him another job,
Rape?
Worked at some phone lines that are way right. better. I'm like, I know the kitchen manager is about to leave because he's going to become a new GM of another
Plus,
store.
What we
I'm
mentioned.
Like, you just fired the last fucking person that was there from the beginning who was a prep cook. You fired him. You fired the fucking bartender you had, Lacey, that was there from the beginning.
She was cool.
Yeah, she starts at 10
But I was
going
to say all those, yeah, the people that you had mentioned that were all coming to Teletech from Famous Dave's. Like,
yeah.
there's your whole crew. They're working at Teletech now.
Yeah, and so I'm
Take me back.
You guys are missing a bunch of people. You got people shipping out. You got, you know, people have come and gone out of that place. I'm like, if any fucking employee in that entire store deserves a second chance, it's me, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking me,
and
dude.
And he was like, well, if you wouldn't have filled out all those nasty comment cards, I would hire you back.
I never said anything nasty. I was like, hey, what happened to that awesome cookie you used to have? Hint, hint, wink, wink. But so he basically just kind of said, you know, he wasn't a dick about it or anything. He's like, you know,
really?
I completely understand and all this crap. And he's like, but I'm fighting to give these guys hours right now. He's like, I honestly don't have
room
for it
right now. How many people work there still? Like
I
two?
I have no idea.
Him and someone else?
A bunch of newbies, I'm
really,
assuming.
I'm really fighting to give this other person hours right now, but so far I'm taking them all. Like,
bunch of newbies, I don't know. But anyway, so he basically said no, and then today I came home.
But he was cool about it.
Yeah, he was cool about it.
Because if that would have been me, I would have been like, yeah, you can totally have your job back. And you'd been like, really? I'd be like, no, not really. Get the fuck out of here. Click.
I was expecting that. And I was just going to, like, you know, go over and buy him a beer after that because
that's
be funny.
That's cool that he was nice about it at least.
Yeah. And then so I came home and I forgot. I still have my district operator's phone number and his email address.
Can we call him right now?
No.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping for some things.
Right,
but anyway.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm not going to call him because that's kind of rude. I don't just want to, like, out of the blue call this guy. He's always
yeah.
on hey,
his
phone.
Hey, remember me? We did a bunch of blow in Boise. You tried to fuck me. And I was like, yeah, let's fuck.
Matt, no. Anyway, so I emailed him and talked to him about it. I said, you know, I know this probably isn't going to do me any good, but I want to try anyway. I let him know everything that, you know, people had come and gone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anybody does a second chance, it's me. I had surgery. Shit's taken care of, blah, blah, blah. I hate working at Teletech. It sucked. I'm like,
yeah, and
stuff.
It's one thing to, like, call out a bunch, but, like, you can show him, like, look, I know I was having problems, but I had a tumor in my fucking guts, dude,
yeah.
And we got it removed, so I'm cool now. Like,
yeah.
that's totally different, you know?
Yeah, and so I emailed him about it, and I was like, you know, at the very least out of this, I'm like, I just want to know if I can get at least a decent reference from you guys. Because
right.
Jay had never had anything bad to say about me.
Because you're looking for, like, another cooking job now.
Yeah,
and
I
there
am.
There is a few in the paper we found you, but
yeah.
You would prefer to go back there.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would prefer that you cooked somewhere else just for the simple fact that I fucking hated doing all that laundry. It's every night, dude. You came home just fucking bam, barbecue. Like, everything you touched was greasy and nasty. I could tell where you were sitting because there was a big stain of disgust. Everything you oh, it
you're
was
lucky
so
we had the old couch center. There'd be like a giant mold of me here.
I hacked your MySpace account because I saw what letters had grease on them. I'm like, oh, that's her password. You disgusting slob. Go wash
Fuck
your
you.
Fucking hands.
I loved that job, man. So
Burger says, what the hell? Get out of cooking. Cooking fucking sucks. And I have to agree with him. I'm not bred for that kind of shit. And honestly, unless you're a top chef, cooking isn't a career. It's an in-between.
I can't help it. It's fun.
But yeah, I guess if you like it, like, I hated it.
It's really fun and I can do it.
I hate it.
That's all there is to
it. I hate
it
so bad.
So I emailed him and talked to him and stuff, and he emailed me back, which I'm like, wow, he actually emailed me. I wasn't even expecting shit back. I was
right.
like, I'm just going to try and see what happens.
Or like
know?
A reply, like when you text someone and you haven't talked to him for a while, and they're like, who's this? And you're like, ah, fuck.
I think what did it was I put in, I'm like, I miss working with you and these people, et cetera. I'm like, you know, if you want me back, please, you know, talk to Schindler a little bit, but if you don't, whatever. And I don't know. And I put like a little inside joke at the bottom of the page. I was like, I'm Brian Brown, and he's the only one left that knows what that means because it's hilarious. Somebody sent in a resume and it was like handwritten and E's were backwards and
nice,
shit.
Nice.
And it was back when the old GM was there and he came out and he's like, I'm Brian Brown. And like,
oh wow.
It was so we posted the resume on the fucking back wall for everybody to see. Even the letter that it was fucking mailed in got posted on the wall. It was so cool. So I put that at the end, and I think that's why he really emailed me back. But he's like, you know, I won't be back until Monday. He's like, I'm out of town right now. But which is funny because I saw him driving. He's like, I guess he headed out of town today or something, but he's going to be back into the Kalispell store on Monday.
So what did he say, basically?
He said that, you know, he'll see what he can do. He'll talk to Schindler when he gets back in on Monday and let me know how
it goes.
Did you
mention that, oh, by the way, I already asked Schindler and he told me to go fuck myself?
You did.
Okay.
I did. I was like, you know, I already called and talked to Schindler and he already said no. And I'm like, you know, that's why at the beginning of the letter I said, you know, this probably isn't going to do me any good.
Right. Because that's like when you ask your mom something and they're like, well, if your dad says it's okay with me. And then you go ask your dad and you're like, well, mom says it's cool if it's cool with you. Like, that's kind of what you're doing there. And
yep, exactly.
They may not, like, you get there and they're like, they look at each other like, did you say she could? She said you.
It's like when I had that black cat at my mom's house, Bonkers. Yeah. I called my dad I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I found this cat and blah, blah, blah. Can I keep it? And she's like, no, don't you bring a goddamn animal home. And I called my dad and I'm like, hey, Dad, Mom said I could bring home this cat. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah, okay. And I brought it home and it was great. Or actually, I think Dad said, ask your mom. And I was like, okay, done and done. Click and brought the cat home. So
why was I sitting at Walmart for 2 fucking hours today then?
Not no 2 fucking hours. It was like a half
bullshit. It wasn't no half an hour.
Well, that questionnaire took forever. There were 72 questions.
Yeah, like
because
2 hours.
Because I was
hours.
Applying for it, that's why.
I like come over there. I'm like, I'm going to go wander around the electronics. And I wander around and I come back and I'm like staring over her shoulder as she's typing in this application. And I'm like, you spelled famous wrong. And then I just walked away. She's like, God damn it. Like, no wonder you are a cook. Good, dude.
Fuck you,
spell
dude.
Spell it.
Fuck you, dude.
We're going to have a spelling bee, a jam hole spelling bee.
F-A-M-O-U-S.
I'll destroy you.
Whatever. Anyway,
I'm a good speller.
I
got a big brain.
I spell good.
I got big brains.
I'm Brian Brown.
Burger anyway. Says, so there's no strip bars in Cali?
No, not at all.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, there's one in Missoula.
Or I'd be rich, bitch!
Yeah, right. We should start one.
And just get ran out by the churches. Anyway. Mm-mm. Don't think
fuck
like,
that shit.
Don't they run each one of them out or something like that?
That's because each one of them have been pussies. They never got a load of me.
Anyway, so I went and applied at Walmart, and I've worked at Walmart before, and I was trying to not tell them about it.
MDS says clean rooms at the Blue and White.
No, I'm good. I don't want to scrape cum stains off the wall.
Anyway, some of those are mine.
I don't want to know. That's disgusting. Anyway, I'm sure those have been cleaned by now.
Yeah.
Might be stained.
You hope.
Whatever. Anyway, so I was trying not to tell the Walmart application that I worked for Walmart before, but as soon as I put my name in, it's like, we have detected previous employment at this Walmart store. And I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck!
All that shit's linked now,
but
dude.
But it was
they
like
know.
Forever and a day ago, man.
They know that shit when you buy stuff there. They're like, oh, you used to work for us. Thanks
it
for
sucked.
Shopping
I was
at
like, damn
Walmart.
It. You know. So I don't know how well that's going to blow over. But all the managers that used to be over me don't even work there anymore. So
yeah, I'm
but
sure
they could
it
also
only
probably look up and see that I walked out on my lunch and never came back.
I'm sure it only says basic things like how if you left on what it'll say is like at Teletech, are you eligible for rehire or not? That's all it probably says.
Yeah,
the fact that you
no.
that you work there and yeah, are you eligible for rehire? And that's it. So yeah, if you effed them, then probably not.
Yeah, and so also I went and applied at the new Kalispell bar, the KB
right.
or whatever.
That's where
yeah,
our...
your friend didn't tell me it was owned by a fucking reverend.
Everything here in Kalispell is owned by a preacher of some sort. Didn't you know that?
New.
Hi, this
not
is Kalispell. Yeah, especially a bar.
I
fuck.
Was like, oh, okay, because I walked through the back door and one of my friends that works there that I didn't know works there was standing out back, and she's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, applying for the cook position.
Humbly trying to get work.
She's like, hey, the manager's right there. She's like, come back here with me, because she was smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, okay. She's like, take out your shit before you walk in there. I'm like,
oh, nice.
Ah, fuck, okay. And I'm like,
did
I get
you?
It. Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed and a little proud of you. Just
but
a little.
He saw the holes in my head and asked. So.
Well, you have holes in your head even with the jewelry in.
I know.
I mean, you have a fucking hole here
I
where
know.
This is.
I have 2 scars where the other thing is.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I was bit by a snake.
So, anyway, I
it was
I
the devil,
the
but I'm saved now,
there
so
was,
it's okay.
There was 2 other people at the bar filling out applications, which was funny.
Really?
And they all went through their interviews or whatever, and I sat there and I waited and shit, and I was the last one he talked to, and he looks at my shit, and he's like, he's like, have you seriously been in cooking for the last five, almost 6 years? I'm like, yeah.
And then he laughed at you?
No, he was like...
And said, hey, did you know cooking's not...
Well, because it's management. It was management cooking, you know? And he's like, well, what exactly did you do? And I was like, I was a bar server, cater manager. You know, I was a cook for that company also. I ran a bunch of crap, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, you're the first person to come in here with this much experience cooking. And I was like... Yeah. Okay.
And for that reason, we're not going to hire you.
No, he offered me the or he didn't offer me the position. He said that the only position that he has open right now is an 850 position, which is
cha-ching. Man, that's retirement money right
well,
there.
I put down $10 an hour.
Starting wage?
Fuck yeah.
And then did he laugh at you?
No, he's like, I'm glad you put down a starting wage. Most people just take what I give them. He's like, it's nice to see someone actually want something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, like, dude, no. I've been a cook for a long time, and that's usually the starting wage for a senior cook.
No. I'm going to pay you, and you're going to let me work here. Isn't that how that... No?
No? Oh. Well,
wait a minute. That's weird.
So that was funny. He was like, you know, it's just good to see that you want
MDS
something.
Says, Craigslist private dance at the cabin in the woods. Cash money.
Yeah, no, I turned down that MySpace request. Remember that? So I'm not going to go dance in the woods.
Oh.
Right.
Well,
right,
then you obviously don't need money all that bad, do you?
I'm not going to go suck dick for money. You
just
go suck
saying.
Dick for money.
I don't need money. I actually have a job.
Go work more. Support both
I'm
of us.
I'm good. I support me just fine, and most of you, so yeah, I'm good.
No, the car.
So, thejamhole.com/donate,
so,
or you can buy stuff.
I don't know. The interview went really well and stuff. I managed to never once roll up my sleeves.
Nice. Ames B says you could sell drugs. Drug dealer.
I could do that, but last time I did that, I did most of the profits.
Okay. Yeah. You need to sell drugs that you don't like doing,
like
weed or pills.
I like most pills.
Okay.
I like.
Do I know how to pick them or what, guys?
I like selling coke.
Fucking Christ!
Because I like doing coke. Anyway,
can we just start getting paid to do this podcast? We need some sponsors or something.
I'm really good at cutting it and also
I'm really good at
it down
talking.
Into a rock. So anyway,
those are those are the skills to pay the bills, I'll tell you
Wayne
what.
Wayne taught me how to do that.
We need to move to the ghetto so we can put your skills
Wayne
to work.
Wayne taught me how to fucking pull the rock out.
I'm sure he
shit.
Did. I'm sure he did.
So bad. Anyway, fucking family.
Oy vey.
So, he's going to check my references and stuff and call
Good.
Me back or whatever.
Good.
I don't know. So, and well, the position is sad because it's a dishwasher / prep cook / line cook. I'm like, what? I'm like, so I'm everything, right? He's like, well, mainly you're a dishwasher that's trained to help out in other places. I'm like, okay, I understand.
Oh, nice. So I'm not actually getting the job I applied for.
Right.
I'll just be
right.
a dishwasher.
A bitch.
Hey,
a
if you need
bitch.
Money.
Yeah, I'll be a dishwasher.
Suck
that's not
dick
a big deal
or wash
at all.
Dishes one way or another. I'm going to get you.
Dude, I was like, dude, I would find any excuse to go wash dishes just so I could be alone and do what I want.
It's a
and
mindless...
spray people through the fucking grates because that was fun.
Amesby says, with skills like those, she will have no problem getting a job.
Yeah. Giggity.
Well, that sucks, man. I feel bad for you because I've been there, but, you know.
No, you don't.
Try harder next
try
time.
Try harder?
Yeah, you made waves. You made the waves. And you know, in a corporate setting like that, they are quick to remove the thorn in the side because you can easily, in a group of people like that, you could very easily start an uprising and burn that place to the ground. It's called mob mentality.
Yeah, I should have just got up and been like, fuck Teletech.
Okay, they're like, yeah! Rabble! Rabble, 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 rabble! Fuck this place! And just start, like, handing out torches and fucking Molotov cocktails. Like, where'd you get that from?
Like, smash your monitors!
Oh, that'd have been so awesome. Who's with me?
Everybody like, just smashes their shit all at the
oh,
same time.
Oh, man. That would have been awesome.
Either
See,
those jobs
that,
or...
That would have been a time where the Ustream mobile app for
would've
the Droid
very
would've
handy.
Come in handy, right?
Oh, my God. Just tape that fucker to your head. Walk around.
Like, check this shit out.
Oh, my God.
This is how you start a riot.
I also thought of another thing, though. A friend of mine brought it to my attention, you know, the
live video sex shows for donations.
No.
Oh.
The college is starting up classes in January, and you need to get in there by the middle of December,
yeah,
or whatever, something like that, to get in and get on some Pell Grants and shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of thinking about going back to school
and being a teacher.
Maybe.
Huh. I seem to recall a time when I was like, why don't you go back to school and teach? And you're like, fuck that.
Well,
I like
teachers
to cook.
Don't make shit. That's
neither
the problem.
Do Teletech employees or cooks or dishwashers or anything else right
Dude,
now.
Dude, I made more money as a cook than I ever did as a teacher. That is so sad, but it's so fucking true.
It is.
So,
but you know what? Teaching, it's more about just a paycheck. It's that feel good that like you're making a difference.
Yeah,
you're helping
up with
these
asshole kids.
You end up like Michelle Pfeiffer in Dangerous Minds.
I remember
awesome.
Seriously going, what the fuck are you doing right now?
I think South Park spoofed that once too, where Cartman came in. He's like, how can I get through to these kids? It was so great.
So you could
totally do that.
No, let's not.
All right. Well, thejaml.com/donate. Help
Please.
Us out while Danny's looking for a job because she's got bills to pay. So if you enjoy the show, I know you guys probably donated to other shows before you've, you know, gotten to us, but we kind of need it right now. Those other shows, they're fine.
I got
okay?
a car payment.
Those other shows are fine. We're not fine right now, so...
No good.
Help us out. All right. Well, I got a few news stories here before we call it an evening. This is pretty awesome, and it's kind of something I wanted to talk about. A trial of a husband accused of murdering his wife as they slept in a camper van has heard he killed her while he dreamt she was an intruder.
So he was, like, sleep killing?
Not even that. He was dreaming. He wasn't, like, awake. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's weird, because he was in a dream state. She was an intruder, killed her, like, in real life, while he was dreaming. Which is either, A, the greatest defense ever, or B, whoa, dude. Christine Thomas, 57, was killed in Aberporth, oh, wow.
Berger said he was on Xanax.
Possibly Ceredigion in
I
July
did a bunch
of 08.
Of Xanax. It never made me kill people.
Swansea Crown Court heard Brian Thomas, 59, of Nath, accepts he killed her, but says he has a sleep disorder which had been triggered by quote boy racer activity. Have you ever heard of that boy racer activity?
No,
me neither. Jurors have been told they can reach a verdict of not guilty or of not guilty by reason of insanity. Prosecuting barrister Paul Thomas, in his opening words to the jury on Tuesday morning, described the case as highly unusual. And yeah, this is like those cases where people sleepwalk. I think we had one way back when we talked about a guy raped a chick in his sleep. I think the episode may have been called Sleep Raper. I'm not sure, but... do a search at thejamhole.com for sleep raper, and you'll
now,
find that.
Now, I know chicks can rape dudes in their sleep.
Kind of, but it's weird because it brings up that whole thing. If you're not consciously aware of it and doing it, then could you have helped it? You know, like, it's a weird thing. So,
and, like,
if
dudes can rape chicks when the chicks are asleep.
And you know that dreams can be very realistic. So if he was really dreaming that an intruder was there and took appropriate actions for that, in his mind, it was real. So what's to say that, you know, he didn't do what should have been done, even though it wasn't in reality. But, you know, your mind makes it so real that you don't know.
Berger says, I was taking Xanax and I was so out of it, I thought I was dreaming and went out driving and other stuff.
That's
not good, dude.
That is not good. he described how Mr. Thomas killed his wife, his childhood sweetheart, because he had dreamt she was a man who had broken into their motorhome. The court was told Mr. Thomas's disorder meant he was not in control of his actions when he strangled his partner of 40 years. Now, see, that's kind of weird. I could see a gunshot to the head or a stabbing, but like strangling takes a few minutes. So
yeah.
She couldn't like wake him up like, and hey, be like, hey, it's me. You know, like that, yeah. That seems kind of weird. Unless, I mean, maybe he was a deep sleep, but I don't know. That's kind of crazy though. After commissioning evidence
maybe when she hit him to like say stop, she knocked him more unconscious.
She's like, he's like, ah, it is an intruder. They're fighting back. After commissioning evidence from sleep experts, the prosecution agreed his actions were involuntary and he could not be held responsible. Do you agree with that?
No.
Do you think he was
I
responsible?
Think it's a really good defense.
Do you think so?
I think it's a really awesome story.
His childhood sweetheart of 40 years.
Yeah, after 40 years, you might want to kill a bitch.
Okay, I'll give you that. All right.
Shit, dude.
Think
about it. Look at my fucking parents.
Not everybody
Seriously,
is nuts.
You know what? My parents love each other, but you know what? They could go camping next weekend, and my mom might not come back.
Be like, hey, Dad, check this out. All you got to say, what's it called? Boy racer disease. What's boy racer activity? Just tell him you suffer from that. That's fucked up. Prosecuting Mr. Thomas said the defendant was charged with the murder of his wife, whose death he accepted causing. But the barrister said the prosecution did not seek a murder or manslaughter conviction. Instead, he said the prosecution would be arguing for the special verdict of not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, you're not insane, though. You were dreaming.
You're still jeopardizing other people's health if you're around anyone. I mean,
yeah, either way, you're a danger to people around you, right? Yeah. Like, what's to say that could have been your kids? You could have thought your kids were an intruder next time, you know? Like, you could have been camping with a group of people and went all Jason Voorhees on that ass. You don't know.
No, but I'm sure that, like, after 40 years, their kids are long gone.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And obviously, the kid can probably fight back and kick the dad's ass.
The jury was told that the couple, who have two grown-up daughters, enjoyed holidaying together in their camper van. The daughter said their father had been prone to episodes of sleepwalking, during which he had been known sometimes to act strangely. A little sleep masturbation. Dad, what are you doing in the kitchen with your dick in your... Oh,
no.
Come on, Dad. I don't want to see that. That's gross. The court heard how Mr. and Mrs. Thomas had gone on holiday in their camper van in July 08 and stayed the night at a vehicle park in Aberporth. A group of younger people turned up at the car park after they had gone to bed, and the screeching of brakes and tires, described in court as boy racer activity, disturbed the couple, who moved from the site's lower to its higher car park. The prosecution said that at 3:49 the next morning, Mr. Thomas made a 999 call, which was later played to the court, in which he said he had killed his wife because he had mistaken her for an intruder in a dream. He said he had dreamt he was fighting one of the boy racers. That's what boy racers is. Okay, I thought it was a syndrome or something. Boy racer activity meant kids fucking around in cars, like peeling out and doing donuts and shit. That makes sense. I thought it was like a syndrome, like boy racer syndrome or something.
Yeah,
I was like, that sounds stupid. So he heard all this screeching tires and shit, and that flipped him into this, there's an intruder, holy shit, and then he killed her. That's weird still. I don't know, man. Just the strangulation fact. If, like I said, if he would have shot or stabbed her, I'd be like, okay, no problem. But strangling, dude, I don't buy it, man. That takes a minute to strangle. You know what you're doing, I think. He said he had dreamt he was fighting one of the boy racers. The prosecution said the defendant had told the 999 operator, quote, I woke up fighting one of those boys, but it wasn't a boy. It was Christine. In police interviews, Mr. Thomas repeated what he had told the 999 operator, that he had dreamt of a man crawling across the bed, putting him in a headlock, then waking to find his dead wife. Wow. The prosecution told the jury that the police and CPS had been highly skeptical of his explanation and charged him with murder, but because the defendant had raised the matter of his sleep disorder, both defense and prosecution commissioned experts to investigate it. And they did a bunch of tests and shit and, figured out that, it was an accident. That's pretty crazy.
Hell yeah.
I good on you, I guess. Wow. Now, like, that makes me nervous to, like, sleep
with me,
with anybody,
with
ever,
me, maybe?
Ever. Like, you got, I don't know, man. People what do some what? Messed up junk.
Afraid I'll kill you?
Kinda. Kinda more afraid I'll kill you.
I doubt it. I'll kill you if you hog the bed anymore.
That was your fault.
You always, no, fuck you.
It's
you
my bed, bitch.
Bed.
It's my bed.
Your elbow's
I do
like
what I
in
want.
My neck.
I do what I want. It's my bed.
I'm gonna push you
it's
off
my
your...
bed. God damn it, I do what I want. It's my bed.
I'm gonna push you off your bed next time.
You can't. I had surgery on my dick. You
I'm gonna
be
make
nice.
You fall
be
on it.
Nice to me. I have stitches.
And surgery
I have,
in my gut.
I have 8 stitches in my pecker. How many stitches do you have in your guts? None.
Not many left because I pulled them all out.
Stop doing that, by the way.
I still
that's
have
gross.
One sticking out. I really
that's
want to pull
so
it out.
That's so gross. She's like finding little hairs, but they're not hairs. They're stitches, and she keeps pulling them out, and it's gross.
It's cool because they're so long. I'm like, oh, my God. That's so cool.
What the fuck? That's weird.
It's so cool.
All right, and a woman yesterday described being forced into her apartment by a machete-wielding stranger and then was tied up, drugged, raped, and violated with a blank, blank.
Baseball bat.
Booze bottle.
Damn.
Almost, though.
Anyway, MDS says, Danny, I'm filling out your Montana unemployment claim right now online. I'm almost
are you
done.
Serious?
I just need your social security number.
Are you serious?
It's 856.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not even the first
thing. Email that to him. Because he probably. Are you for real? That's
are you
awesome.
Seriously for real? Just email me that shit and I'll finish it.
No, just email him the number and he'll finish it. So, I want to hear about this, raped and violated.
He needs my address and everything.
Violated with a booze bottle. That's awesome. The 27-year-old European woman, who cannot be identified under a publication ban, was testifying at the Court of Queens bench trial. Philip Allen, 30, Skullneck, has pleaded not guilty to charges of sexual assault causing bodily harm, sexual assault with a weapon, kidnapping, unlawful confinement, administering a noxious substance, uttering threats, and possession of a weapon dangerous to the public peace, the booze bottle.
Are you serious?
No. Yes, but no. Not a booze bottle. I don't know what the weapon was. Probably the machete. Yeah, it had to be the machete.
Probably.
He's rolling around with the machete, dude. Did he have the hockey mask on? Because that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could you imagine the fear that would strike in the hearts of women? Like, if you're hiding out and you see a chick by herself get into an elevator and you roll in there with a machete and a hockey mask? That's so badass. And then you start raping her with a booze bottle. Oh, man. That's amazing. The woman testified her 5.5-hour ordeal began after she arrived home to her Oliver area apartment about 1 a.m. on December 1st, 07, and encountered a man in the elevator. She said the man kept pressing buttons but didn't get off the elevator, so she got scared and exited to the stairs. Mistake one. However, the man followed her and pulled out a knife she described as one used to hack away jungle vegetation. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's so oh great. You're rolling around with a schmetty, dude.
A
you
schmetty?
Crazy fuck. Oh, man. She testified he also... Oh, what? Are you kidding me? I can't even read this. Like, my brain is trying to digest what happened to her. She said he then held her by the neck, made her take him to her 15th floor suite. So, like, take me to your fucking room, right?
Right.
Once inside, she said he made her undress and get down on her knees. He then tied her hands and ankles, stuffed socks in her mouth, and put a towel over her head.
What?
Her assailant then repeatedly sexually assaulted her, including forcing the top of a rum bottle inside her. Do you think he was like, hey, you ever had a little Cap'n in ya?
Oh.
And then he stood like this.
Nice.
That is so awesome. And then he took a picture and sent it to Cap'n Mo. I look forward to seeing that on their next ad campaign.
That would be so great.
Everyone's got a little Cap'n in them.
Oh,
a nice cat chick. Bottle sticking out of a twat.
I know. All like hog-tied with socks in her mouth, like bottle.
That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome. I'm glad there's people like this. She testified he also made her snort what she believed was blank.
Cocaine?
Cocaine, absolutely.
Every time.
Now, did he make her or was she like, sure?
I'd be like, sure.
I'd be like, you're raping me.
You're already raping me and doing a bunch of shit. Hey, there's one drug to make me feel invincible.
If you
would have
said, you had cocaine, we could have skipped this whole awkward machete in the elevator thing.
Exactly.
I would have been like, let's go.
Let's do it.
Your place or mine.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Let's do some cocaine.
He eventually left after threatening to harm a friend of hers he'd seen a picture of if she told the police. That was your first mistake, my friend. Should have killed her.
Yeah.
Bitches never be keeping their mouth shut, especially after some shit like this.
Yeah.
The court heard the woman went to a hospital to get checked out, and a nurse encouraged her to report the attack. According to agreed facts, Skolnick lived in the same building. Oh, dude, don't ever shit where you eat or rape where you sleep. Either right. or. Don't do either of those two things. That's stupid. You really?
Come on, people.
You live there, bro.
Go to the next town over. At least.
Oh man, I just lost all respect for this guy. What a fucking
idiot!
You had
some?
I did. That's pretty badass.
At least he offered some cocaine.
I know. That's pretty badass, dude.
At that point, I take some cocaine.
That and the rum bottle in the ass. That I'm all. I'm like, yeah, dude. We're bros. We would have hung out in another time.
Oh my god, man!
In another life, we would have been best bros. he lived in the same building and was arrested after the building manager recognized him from a police composite drawing. Officer seized clothing and a silver crucifix from Skolnick, which the woman had described, and found a blood-stained rum bottle in his suite. The alleged victim is slated to be cross-examined today. That sucks for her and him. Why would you do that where you live? What a dumb fuck.
I don't know. Anyway, is that it for that story?
Yep, that's it.
I have an email here I just got.
Oh, yeah? Who's it from?
From our favorite editor.
We have an editor?
Yeah. A video editor.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I was like, editor? We have an editor?
Keith McNally says...
What's McNally have to say?
He like just emailed this to me like less than 5 minutes ago. He says, it looks like I'll have a version of the surgery video ready by tomorrow. It came together pretty quickly because I decided not to go too super fancy with it.
And because Matt is an awesome cameraman.
Right.
I know. Thank you.
Getting the information across in a straightforward way seemed more important. I really like how it turned out, so that's good. Since it's been almost a month since the surgery, what do you guys think of recording a quick final piece about the long-term healing process? Just a minute or two would be fine. And don't worry if you don't have the same camera. If the footage looks a little different, it's okay.
Hey, we still got the same camera, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
We don't
problem.
Give shit back.
Yeah, I'm actually never giving that back. No,
he says,
I'm kidding.
He says, cool, hopefully I'll have a video tomorrow or Friday if I get hit by a car or something, McNally.
God forbid, McNally. Fuck.
So that's pretty cool. We'll have that video.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow,
awesome.
Sounds like.
That is
I guess
totally
we can do a little
awesome.
Recording tomorrow or tonight or tomorrow. Probably tonight.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Sounds good. I can't wait to see it.
I'm right excited. On. Well, I got one more story before we get out of here. In Minneapolis, since we were talking about daycare earlier, this was stumbled to us.
Bye.
Burger, probably.
Yeah, it was Burger. Because I got it.
A 13-month-old... Got it.
What the fuck?
Baby. There's gnats everywhere.
A 13-month-old...
Baby. No, there's gnats flying everywhere in here. I don't know what the fuck.
Maybe you stink.
Maybe close your legs.
Maybe you smell like asshole.
I showered today. Close your legs.
I showered a couple
days
ago. A
13-month-old baby... at the Agape Child Development Center was found last Friday with a ball of crack cocaine in his mouth. Got it. Quote, When I found out it was crack or cocaine, then I was really like, oh my god, just one drop in a baby's mouth could cause Lord knows what damage. Well, honestly, though, if the baby had crack, I think the damage has been done.
Exactly.
Honestly. The source of the drugs is a mystery. The baby's crack dealer?
Or maybe the people that were like, oh my god, you have not my crack pipe in your mouth.
Yeah, right. That's kind of cool. But it may not be for long because nobody can get in or out of the West Broadway Avenue Daycare Center without signing visitor's log. Quote, we're talking about an amount about possibly the size of maybe a couple of jelly beans, the cop said. The room was cleaned and scrubbed from top to bottom. I emptied out the room thoroughly and I had everybody with vacuums and...
Stop it!
And hoses and shop vacs getting in the corners. Anything that looked like it should be sucked up, suck it up, the cop said. The baby was taken to the hospital, but appeared none the worse for the experience.
Burger says if it's like the crack I get around here, it didn't do much damage.
Right?
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Send me some. I'll try it.
All right, and one more, because MDS sent this to us a while ago, and I've been meaning to talk about this, because it's kind of cool. This comes from Florida, our most awesome state.
Yay!
75-year-old woman trying to hotwire her truck.
Yes!
Died when the vehicle started suddenly and ran her over.
Nice.
You're like 75. Why are you hotwiring a truck, 75-year-old?
Maybe lost her key.
Was it your truck? Maybe not.
It looks just like my car. I don't know.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
So awesome.
About 10:40 Sunday night, Jacqueline Cloward pooped the hood to her 89 Ford F-150 pick-em-up truck and started using a screwdriver to start it. The truck was in the Sweet Bay supermarket parking lot at and the gear shift was in drive. Mistake one, perhaps?
Maybe.
Let's not hotwire car theft 101.
Put it in park and put the emergency brake on and maybe put a block behind or in front of the back tire.
Car theft 101, bro. Neutral, because it's got to be on. Not park. It ain't going to start if it's in park. I don't think.
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know, because it's in park.
The only way you can start a car is if it's in park.
Apparently not. Hers was in drive.
Park or neutral. Well, most car.
Thank you.
What
for
the
that.
Hell is that?
It's an ad. Thank you. Thank you, Coldwell Banker. Thank you, Coldwell Banker. Okay, anyway, the engine started, the truck rolled over and knocked her down, ran her over. A relative declined to comment. Outside Clara's home Monday, neighbors gathered to remember her. She was such a good car thief.
That sucks. But
yeah, she was the sweetest lady, they
most
said.
Cars,
Monday was her husband's 82nd birthday, FYI.
You notice that most cars, though, you have to have it in park or neutral to start it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm just saying, dude. It's kind of weird.
All right.
It was like an 84. Maybe it's gone through some wear and tear.
A little bit. It was an 89. F-150.
Well, it's a Ford, too, so it's also a piece of shit.
Well, that explains why she had to hotwire it.
Right.
Okay. Well, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Please donate. Jamhole.com/donate.
Or just buy stuff. We got a few shirts left. Jamhole.com/store. Or you can download our 250 episode, our first live audience show. Check out the trailer and download it.
I'm going to run out of smoke soon. So someone send some money.
Thejamhole.com/250.
Or fuck it. Just send me a carton of smokes.
Yeah. Thejamhole.com/PO Box. PO Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. Leave us messages to play on the show. 406-204-4687. You can always email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our motherfucking shit's at, bitches. Check out Project4987.com. This is a little project myself, Mike Boudet from Erato Toys, formerly known, what's that show called? Universe of Mystery. Josh from Big Mouse Podcast. Guardo from Hot Cakes. Our friend Red Fox, who's a listener of many of our podcasts. We're all doing a little podcast thing together through Skype. Project 4987, there's 4,987 miles in between where Mike's at in Florida and where Josh is at in Alaska, and we're all, you know, everywhere in between. So We record our second test episode last night, and as soon as Mike puts it up, you will be able to find that at project4987.com. So maybe check that out, see what you think. If you guys are into it, we'll start doing these things maybe every couple weeks, maybe once a week. We'll see. We're going to constantly be switching up who the hosts are and all that shit. It's kind of cool.
I'll probably be on it eventually, sooner or later. I was on the first test run, but
we may not let you.
Opted out of the second one.
Yeah, the first test run didn't come out so hot.
Yeah,
that was my bad.
Yeah.
All right, well, other than that, we will catch you guys Friday.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.